Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out. There will be live today, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Back in the studio on the midday show as we get set for some joint practices with the Patriots and Eagles the next couple of days. One thing before we get into the episode today, so I remind you, my book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions in Philadelphia Sports History. It is available now. Pre-orders on the website, whatiffphillybook.com. You can get yours there. Free shipping, free personalized autograph. Orders will ship out in early October, but the pre-order starts now. I appreciate everyone who has purchased the book. Really, truly appreciate it. Hope you enjoy it when you receive it. Obviously, would love some feedback when you start reading it. So whatiffphillybook.com gets you your copy of my book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions in Philadelphia Sports History. All right, so I've had something on my mind a while, really the entire offseason, and it's one of those things where you're like, do I want to say this out loud? Do I really want to go there? Do I want to put this into the atmosphere? But ultimately, when I have these thoughts, I do it eventually, whether it's right away or eventually, I let everyone know about it. And this one has to do with the upcoming NFL season, and it has to do with the division. And I am here to tell you I'm taking the Cowboys seriously. I'm not kidding. Not kidding. I know you might be like, where's the punchline? Where's the punchline? There is none. I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys in 2026 seriously as a really good football team. And I think clearly the Eagles' biggest challenge to win this division for a third straight year is the Dallas Cowboys. It's not the Washington Commanders, who are having a pretty terrible summer between the Larry Tunsil injury and whatever the heck Jaden Daniels is doing with the number five thing and the whole LSU thing. And the New York Giants, obviously, on the upswing with John Harbaugh and some pieces they've drafted in the last couple of years. But I don't think they're there yet. I don't have enough yet to compete for this division. But I do believe the Dallas Cowboys have enough and will compete for the division. I thought they made a really good signing yesterday by bringing Von Miller off of 9 sacks last year in to be a situational pass rusher. And you think about the moves they've made this offseason, they've really gotten better. And they have transformed their defense, which was really, really bad last year. It's why I said at this time last year they will win no more than 7 games, because the defense was projected to be, where they traded Micah Parsons, the worst in the NFL, and it pretty much lived up to that until they got Quinnen Williams and it started to shift. But you think about their team from today compared to where it was 1 year ago, Quinnen Williams, Rashawn Gary, Malachi Lawrence. You know, we're talking about Caleb Downs. We're talking about Von Miller, Ferguson, the safety. We're talking about like 6 different players on that defense. It's a whole new defense. And it's one I think will be significantly better than it was 1 year ago. Then you go to the offense. It was a prolific unit last year with Dak Prescott leading the way and George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. And they got more out of the run game than I think anyone probably thought they would. You know, with Javonte Williams, and I think Jaden Blue can run a little bit. I mean, they've got some players where Ferguson is a good tight end, and the offensive line played well for them. So they have a pretty good football team across the board. They have improved at almost every level of the defense. They added Christian Parker, the Eagles' former defensive backs coach, to be their new defensive coordinator, and it seems like he's one of the guys around the NFL that people were waiting years to try to hire and thought he could become the next guy. Well, now he's going to be that guy for the Dallas Cowboys. I was skeptical of the elevation of Brian Schottenheimer a couple of years ago to head coach, but you saw last year, he's got a Sirianni thing to him. He's got a thing where you could tell. I watched the Hard Knocks, the NFC East. The players obviously like him, but respect him. And he's got an energy to him that I think resonated with that football team. And you think about where they were down the stretch last season and how the Eagles were playing. And if that season had gone on for longer, or, you know, a couple of coin flip games for the Eagles flipped the other way, now that division might have not been as lopsided as it was by the end of the season. The beginning of the year, there was no debate. There was no competition. It was the Eagles division. I called it over in early November. The division had ended. But then from there on, the Cowboys suddenly played a better brand of football than they had before that, and the Eagles struggled. And now you kind of carry things over and you see where it's going to be this year. But I think the Cowboys are going to be a good football team. I am taking them seriously. You know, I see that Jerry Jones talk about he's not doesn't necessarily have to be done. He'll make a big move if it's there. I'm not sure what that big move is going to be. You know, we could talk about the idea of maybe Max Crosby as the season goes on. Maybe if the Raiders go out and trade him. I think the Bears for Crosby feels like the right spot. If the Raiders do end up moving Max Crosby, the Bears are going to be an offensive power, but are lacking on the defensive side. I think the Cowboys have done enough on the defensive side to be better defensively than Chicago. And I think Chicago will probably have more of the kind of the need or dramatic need and kind of be desperate to go make a move like Max Crosby. I don't know if the Cowboys will with all they've brought in. But, you know, as I think about their offseason and what Dallas has done, the one thing that stands out to me more than any, and I've been consistent on this since draft night. I've actually been consistent on this since a year ago, you know, right around this time a year ago, you know, a few weeks from now, 1 year removed. I went out to Ohio State for the opening of the college football season between Texas and Ohio State. I watched, you know, Arch Manning and Caleb Downs and Jeremiah Smith and Julian Sayin and all these great players, Sonny Styles, Arvell Reese, like all these players that are either in the NFL now or will be in a year from now. You know, Carnell Tate. I mean, just the amount of NFL players in that field that day was off the charts. And I said it a year ago, I'll say it again now, the best player on the field was Caleb Downs, the do-it-all safety, who landed with to the Dallas Cowboys with the 12th pick in the draft. I was so frustrated watching that draft that Dallas got him. And I kind of had a feeling just where the board was setting up and how, you know, the Giants, Commanders, and Cowboys had three pretty high picks within this division that Caleb Downs could land in the NFC East, and he's going to be a problem for the Eagles. He's going to be. He's a heck of a football player. And he's a little different. I would say more of a safety than a corner, and while the guy I'm about to speak of is more of a corner than a safety. But when I watch him, I was reminded of Cooper DeJean a little bit in college, in that it doesn't take long to watch Cooper DeJean, or it didn't take long to watch Cooper DeJean. Just like it didn't take long to watch Caleb Downs and realize, like, oh, this guy's a really good football player, and this guy's going to change the field and change the game and change the math on the game when he gets on the field in the NFL. And for the Eagles, Cooper DeJean did that in 2024, and I feel like for the Cowboys, Caleb Downs is going to do that. He's going to patrol the middle. He's going to be up in the box. He's going to make plays. He's going to make a lot of plays. And that was the, you know, every offseason, I feel like, you know, when you're watching these teams, and you know, I follow the whole NFL to try to have the best scope of the league as I talk about the Eagles with you guys. But when you watch the NFL and you watch the league and you watch all of the moves in the offseason with these teams, you kind of get a theme and a scope of where things are going. And then there's these tipping point moves where you're like, oh, I kind of like that offseason. I kind of like what they're doing there. That makes sense. I don't know what they're doing. They're going backwards a little bit. Don't love that hire. You know, all those things. And for me, the tipping point for the Cowboys to where I started to take them seriously was the drafting of Caleb Downs. He's going to be a tremendous player.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
And then you throw in that Christian Parker, who was here helping coach up Cooper DeJean, helping coach up Quinyon Mitchell, helping coach up Avery Blankenship, helping coach up the secondary that played super well the last couple of years. He's now there with Caleb Downs as his first draft pick. That is not a coincidence to me. That is purposeful because he sees him as a tone-setting football player and one that could change the defense. I think back a couple of years ago when the Detroit Lions drafted Brian Branch, who I loved, and Brian Branch almost instantly became a tone-setting, game-changing, defense-shifting player in the secondary for the Detroit Lions. He gave them an attitude. He gave them an energy. He gave them playmaking skills. And he was a huge part of the reason why they were as good as they were in 2023, getting to an NFC championship game. And I think Caleb Downs brings that same kind of juice, a Cooper DeJean, a Brian Branch juice to his team off the jump. And that's a problem. So I know we can look back at the past and we can talk about Cowboys teams that have underachieved, and we can talk about Jerry Jones and all those kind of things. But I'm taking the Cowboys seriously. You add in a coordinator, half a defense, if not more, changed. And then yesterday, you throw in the signing of Von Miller. And Von Miller had 9 sacks last year. Von Miller is bumping up against the top 10 all-time in sacks. He will be there, barring an injury that pretty much takes him out for the whole year or he falls off a cliff. If he just gets like 3.5 sacks this year, he will finish the season top 10 all-time in sacks. We're talking about an all-time first ballot, walk in the Hall of Fame pass rusher who they could add and just put on the field on third down. So they're going to have Malachi Lawrence. They're going to have Donovan Azaraku. They're going to have Von Miller. They're going to have Quinnen Williams. They're going to have Rashawn Gary. That's a lot of juice coming up front. It's a lot. It's not Micah Parsons. They don't have one player like that. Obviously, Von Miller used to be that kind of player, but they don't have a player in 2026 like Micah Parsons. But they have a committee. They're going to get better play with Overshown back at a healthy at linebacker. They're going to get much better play in their secondary with the addition of Ferguson and Downs. Corner is still a little bit of a question, and we'll see how they handle top-tier receiving cores. I feel better about the Eagles against them if they still had A.J. Brown, for instance. Like, you know, if they had to go up against a Rams with Puka Nacua and a Davante Adams, that could be a challenge. But not many teams have, you know, those two kind of things. So it's all there. They're going to be a good football team. And the last piece of the puzzle, and I think there's been a collective shift in recent years on this to where we used to kind of laugh and giggle, and now we have woken up and realized, like, oh, yeah, he's good. That's the quarterback, Dak Prescott, as consistently good of a quarterback as there is. Not great, but good, right? You know, there's the great players. There's the great guys in that position. And then you go to the goods, and he's there. And he's as consistently good or very good as anybody in pro football. And he puts up numbers. He drives the football down the field. He's a good decision maker. He's good. I mean, this feels gross doing this podcast and this episode, but I got to be honest about it. I'm taking the Cowboys super seriously this year. I think they're a good football team. And if the Eagles don't play really well and they goof around or they struggle offensively in a way they did or similar to a way they did last year, the Cowboys will take the division from them. This isn't going to be like last year where the Eagles could just screw around and still win the NFC East. I don't believe that anymore. The division is too good now. It has risen too much. It is too competent, even at the bottom. You know, in the past, it was basically you just wake up and there's 4 wins. Do you get 5? Right? It is 4 wins, Giants and Commanders, and then you get a 5th with the split with Dallas. And if you got that, you pretty much you're golden. That's not the case anymore. I think both Dallas games will be a big challenge. And I think the Eagles will have to be on their best behavior. They'll have to play solid football to beat the Commanders and Giants. I mean, I don't think those are gimmies anymore. The Commanders stopped being a gimme a couple years ago. And the Giants, I think, moved away from gimme status with talent last year. They still don't have the coaching. And now they'll move away from gimme status with coaching this year with John Harbaugh. I mean, the Eagles lost the Giants last year in that first game up in New York. So we've already seen that. So I think the gap between 5-1, 6-0, or 5-1 in this division to 3-3 is it's a thin line, and the Eagles have to walk that now. So, you know, it's the typical time of the year where the Cowboys start getting hype. I've seen it with the Von Miller signing yesterday, and it's typically the time of the year where we laugh and we giggle and we say, "Yeah, we'll see you in January because you won't be there and the Eagles will." I'm not ready to do that this year. I'm not ready to go there. There's too many good football players in that team. There's too many good moves they made this offseason. There is a top 10 quarterback on their roster. And I've been saying it for a year. I said it in August. I said it during the season. I said it when I did the draft podcast. And I said it on draft night when we were doing a live show. Caleb Downs is the real deal. I believe I said, you know, back there was an episode I did on the show here 5 months ago. With players from this draft class that I believe could wear gold jackets one day. And, you know, it just, I have to go back and see exactly who I said, but just off the top of my head, I probably said someone like Fernando Mendoza, Jeremiah Love, Monroe Freeling, and Caleb Downs. Like, to me, those are gold jacket guys. Those are guys that could end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame one day. And when I feel that about a player, that's an impact player. Caleb Downs can make an impact for the Cowboys. And begrudgingly, grossly, I'm taking them seriously. They got a lot. They're going to be a good football team and a real challenge to the Eagles. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. My book, What If? Tackling the Biggest Unanswered Questions in Philadelphia Sports History. It ships out in early October. You can pre-order right now. WhatIfPhillyBook.com. Appreciate everyone. Have a great day. We'll talk soon on WIP Daily.